Warning, the podcast you're about to hear has a unique conservative perspective and may be politically incorrect, containing some controversy in its message. This episode may speak out against liberalism, socialism, the dark state, and religious organizations. It is possible that evil in politics, education, law, society, and religion will be discussed and exposed. However, we believe this podcast adds truth and value to a mature, disenfranchised audience who may be tired of apostate religions and wicked world systems. Listeners who are easily offended, overly sensitive, or have progressive leanings sympathetic to the topics we expose should be forewarned not to listen any further. We thank both those who choose to listen as well as those who choose not to listen. You've been warned. And now, let us get on with the show.
Well, it's March 8th, 2019, and people have just gone crazy. I don't know if they're people. I take that back. These creatures, these things, these hybrid, whatever they are, gone nuts, man, gone mad. Just stupid. I mean, it's just gone. The whole parallel universe we're living in has just got so stupid. It's just amazing. Really, man, first story up here on Freedom Friday. This was sent to me by my good friend Juan Mondero from Mesquite Land. He said this to me, and I read this while I was eating lunch. Literally, I was eating lunch at Peggy Sue's 50s Diner. And he sent this to me, and I made the mistake of reading it while I was eating. And I wanted to barf. This is from LifeSiteNews.com. There's a big picture of Jazz Jennings. Jazz Jennings is a little boy who thinks he's a little girl, and he's been promoted as the poster child to child transgenderism, Lucy in the Sky with Trannies, Baphomet, and he has his own show, is a YouTube star, writes books, the whole bit. And convinces little children that he's totally normal, and they're totally normal for thinking they're something else. It's an amazing lie of the serpent. An amazing, amazing lie. But it's not a new lie. Believe it or not, it's been around for thousands and thousands of years. It's just that the mortal wound to the head of the serpent through Jesus Christ in the early ADs, you know, the first 300-400 years, you know, that wound of Christ to paganism really slowed everything down. But as we get to these end times, you know, the serpent is here on earth and he's mad as hell, literally. And people look at the serpent and they're amazed at the head that was wounded, mortally wounded, but yet it still continues on and it's basically resurrected, and they follow the beast. And who can make war with the beast? They're amazed, like, oh, it's been around forever. It's just that the last couple of thousand years that we've known history since Christ, it's been suppressed because of Christianity, real Christianity. But now that there is no real Christianity anymore, not in a religious system, it's occultism is wide open. And so this worship, it's a religion. This transgenderism is a religion. Don't think it's anything else. They are worshiping Baphomet. They are worshiping the male, female god, goddess. It is a religion. And they want everybody to take this mark of their religion, mark of the beast, so to say. You know, you kind of get my drift here. So this was sent to me today, eating lunch, and this is what I read. It says, Democrats read transgender kids' book, I Am Jazz, on the floor of House of Representatives. That shouldn't even be, but it is. In the universe I came from, that would never be, but in this universe, it is, right? Yep. to commemorate a day set aside by pro-LGBT lobbyists and the nation's largest teacher union to promote gender fluidity. Two, demonized crats, Congress Baphomet women, read the infamous transgender children's book, I Am Jazz, on the floor of the U.S. House of Representatives last Thursday. Oh, goody. That's just what our nation needs to be doing. Never mind all the other crap and problems going on here. Let's just focus on this nonsense. Now, this was sponsored by the Human Rights Campaign, you know, because human rights has everything to do with you thinking you're another gender. Yeah. And the National Education Association. This is the fourth annual, and this is what made me almost upchuck my lunch when I read it. It was the fourth annual. So this has been going on for 4 years. I've been asleep, not realizing this, probably because I don't care. But it's the fourth annual Jazz and Friends National Day of School and Community Readings, quote unquote. Did you know that? Well, you're not celebrating it. You're a hater. It's supposedly meant to help, foster safe and welcoming schools and communities for young people who still to this day, 2019, rarely hear affirming stories of LGBTQ, ABCZ people. Now, you know why they rarely hear affirming stories? Because it's not natural. It's weird. If you're a kid going to school with another kid that does this, they're weird. It's not natural. That's why you don't hear affirming stories. There's nothing to affirm. It's not natural. It's weird. It's a weird Baphomet religion in the pure sense. The HRC, a homosexual lobby group, claims the day saw more than 200 events spanning multiple countries. Right. States, schools, and community gatherings. Multiple countries, right. Okay. But perhaps the most notable came in the Democrat-controlled House, where a couple of these stupid congresswomen read I Am Jazz in a legislative session. Oh, boy. Now, the book was written by Jazz Jennings, co-written by Jazz Jennings, because Jazz Jennings is just a kid. Can't write a book. A male media personality and transgender activist who identifies as female. And so this book is told from the perspective of a child, Jazz, who likes pink dancing, princess gowns, high heels, and mermaids. Mm-hmm. The book touches on several standard transgender grievances. You're going to love this. Here's their standard grievances. Being limited to the restrooms, all right, because he's a little boy. Well, they're all little boys or little girls. They're limited to going to the boys or girls' restrooms instead of what they identify with. So that's a grievance. That's just a grievance we all need to handle. And the other grievance is sports teams. Yeah, they're limited to sports teams of one's actual sex rather than quote-unquote identity. Yeah, so if you're a male and you're a male wrestler, they're limiting you to wrestling with the other men or males, right? But the transgender say, nah, I identify as a female, so a male wrestler should be able to wrestle the females. Because they identify as female. And that actually happens, obviously. You've heard us talk about that before. It's out of control. It's ridiculous. People want to identify as whatever. You want to identify as a frog. Who cares? Go ahead. There's plenty of weirdos around. Go ahead, identify as a frog and jump around a lamp pole all day. I could care less. You know, but they're pushing this. They push this stuff on society. They push this stuff on regular people, on other humans, see, because it's a religion they're trying to get everybody marked up with. It's one of their things. It's all the destruction of the human genome by the serpents. And yeah, there's some very dumb humans who buy into this stuff. Their other grievance is confusion from teachers And of course, intolerance from peers. So there's other kids and there's other teachers that teachers are confused, like, what the heck are you? And then peers, you know, say you're stupid. So they don't like that. And so this that's one of their grievances. Let's see. Jazz writes, then I remembered that the kids who get to know me usually want to be my friend. They say I'm one of the nicest girls in school, but it's a little boy. I don't mind being different. Different is special. I think what matters most is what a person is like on the inside. And inside, I'm happy. I'm having fun. I'm proud. I am Jazz. Yeah, so they're reading this in the House of Representatives, so. Good. Oh, and of course, Jennings, you know, Jazz claims he was born that way. He was born that way. The kid obviously is, you know, demon possessed, because no kid, no real human kid would go, oh, you know, it'd be put up in that position that he's at. He's obviously selected and, you know, he was probably bred in a lab if we were really to know the truth. Not even a real kid. But according to a board-certified endocrinologist, Dr. Michael Laidlaw, he says the book's claims that transgender children such as Jennings are born this way and have girl brains are contradicted by established research and medical knowledge. And it omits key details that would complicate the narrative, such as Jennings suffering from depression and taking hormone blockers, and is likely to be permanently infertile and incapable of any sexual sensation due to his treatment. Yeah, that's a good way to go, kids. Bunch of idiots. My goodness. Okay, off the rails. Off the rails in stupidity this week. Here's another one. You know what? Did my friend Juan send me this or Heather? I'm not sure. Maybe Heather sent me this. I don't know. I can't remember now. But anyway, somebody sent me this. This is amazing. From the Daily Mail. It says, I am otherworldly. An ex-transgender, okay? So... It was a man who transgendered to a woman, but now is an ex-transgender. He's 33. Check out that number in this narrative, right? Because they hide in plain sight. It's telling you who they are. It's telling you where it's coming from. 33. He's 33, or it's 33. And he now identifies as, drum roll, please. Thank you. An alien. Not just any alien, but a gender alien. A gender alien. No gender. So I don't know if aliens are male or female, but he's just covering all bases. He reveals because you got to call it a they. they have had their nipples. Yes, their nipples, folks. And eyebrows removed to look less human. Because that's the goal that we all want to strive for. You see what I'm saying? We've reached a level of stupidity. What shall I call this show today? A new level of stupidity. Let me write that down. A new level of stupid. How's that? Oh, God. I love using that word. I'm so mean. I am so mean. Its name is Jareth Nebula. Yeah, that's his real name. Or it's real. Ooh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to offend. See? That's one of the grievances, the confusion. Was born a woman, but then transitioned to a man. Oh, wow. That's confusing. The headline says ex-transgender man, so I just assumed it was a man who went to a woman and then went to an alien. But apparently it was a female. It was born a female, and then it went to a man. And when they were 29 years old, it transitioned into a man, it thought. And let's see. I'm just going to call her a she because that's what she is. She's a Washington native. She works as a barbershop receptionist. She's got to make a lot of money to have her nipples removed. I mean, and do all this stuff. So I would imagine she does a lot of sex work, right? A lot of weird, freaky stuff in Saudi Arabia. That would be my guess. To the Billionaires Club, I would imagine. She said after transitioning to a man that she still didn't feel right. You know why? Because you're not a man. She's 33 years old. Ooh, that number. I love that number. She said she didn't feel comfortable as either gender. Didn't feel comfortable as a woman. Don't feel comfortable as a man. So when she learned about the term agender, which translates to without gender, she applied it to herself. Jareth decided to refer to themselves as a gender alien and now sports a totally new alien-like look. So in order to appear less human, she's had her nipples removed. She sports a number of facial piercings and wears alien-like makeup. She's agender and prefers to be referred to with the pronoun they. So let's respect that, okay? Let's quit calling her a she, calling her a they, okay? So let's be respectful to the alien, okay? Because it's an alien, because she says she's an alien. I mean, they say it's an alien. Dang it, it's an alien. 33-year-old. Now, how many times have they put that number in this article so far? Three times. This is the third time 33 is in here. 33-year-old, born a woman, now is an alien. Barbershop receptionist, also works as a model. You know what that means. She had her nipples removed. I mean, they had their nipples removed to feel less human. She's they are absolutely gorgeous. Just what a beautiful. You get a chance to go on our Facebook page, Fifth Hook Media. You got to look at this thing. Even got some elf ears working. Definitely extraterrestrial. That's what an alien looks like, I'm pretty sure. She looks like maybe she's from the region of Alpha Centauri. I'm thinking maybe on the south side, Alpha, maybe. And here's how music, you know, helps people along. They identify as agender and wants to be called they. Named himself. Well, man, the article's really confusing me, too, because now it says himself. After the character played by David Bowie in 1986 musical fantasy Labyrinth. Thank you, David Bowie. You're dead. You're dead now. Also, all of that has come to fruition. Your little agenda. Unlike the term gender fluid, which refers to a person's gender identity, it's not fixed. So yeah, we're being taken to school here, folks, in this article. We're learning something here. Or a person who feel they are a mix of both genders. Agender typically refers to being genderless, without a gender or gender neutral. Oh, see, that's good. I didn't know that. Jareth will not disclose their birth name. Has a total of 78 stars. I wonder if they're pentagrams. Oh, yes, they are. 78 pentagrams across their body. Has shaved off their eyebrows. Could be elbows. Oh, my Lord. So, anyway. She didn't feel human. She didn't feel manly. She didn't feel female. She don't think or feel like humans. She can't really explain it. She's simply otherworldly. That's because, Jareth, you got a demon. You got multiple. You got legions of demons in you. You need help. You need spiritual help. According to the Mayo Clinic, there's a disorder they call... oh my gosh. They call it Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, EDS. It's a group of disorders. They're called demons in my book that affect connective tissue supporting a number of organs and tissues, including the skin, bones, and blood vessels. The disorder can result in overflexible joints as well as stretchy and fragile skin. She was born in a test tube. My God, what the hell is this thing? As a result of the disorder, Jareth was named Mr. Elastic by the doctors. Now, see, that's just wrong. Mr. Elastic, it's agender. It doesn't have a gender. They should have called it Day-Elastic. See how they hurt? No wonder you got to read jazz on the Senate floor, because even the doctors at the Mayo Clinic called something that's a they a mister. What's wrong with these doctors? Anyway, speaking about the condition which leaves Jareth's skin wrinkle-free, here's what they said. The condition means I can pop my joints out on purpose, which is a fun party trick when I was a kid. That's just gross, dude. Oh, my God. You got to look at these pictures if you really want to get a treat of this alien. Pentagrams on the chest, and I don't know. There's so many demons here. They're hard to name. But I do see one that I recognize. Name is Baphomet. Baphomet. Let's take a short break. Go to the bathroom, vomit, come back, and we'll get some more disgusting news. It's a new level of stupid.
How many of you remember the story contained in the book of Acts, chapter 19, where there were seven sons of Sceva, and they were trying to cast out a demon because they saw the apostle Paul doing great miracles through God? So they tried to do the same thing. So they go up to this guy who's demon possessed, and they say, "We adjure you by this Jesus whom Paul preaches to come out." Yeah. And guess what the evil spirit did? The evil spirit answered them and said to them, "Hey, I recognize Jesus and I know about Paul, but who are you?" And guess what? The man that had the demons jumped on him, beat the heck out of him, subdued him, overpowered him, and they literally fled out of the house naked and wounded. Wow. Guess why? Because they did not go to Amazon.com and buy Demons in My Marriage Bed, a true story of spiritual warfare. The book is not about you being married or single. The book is about dealing with demonic forces, and you need to know how to do that today more than you ever have for your own life and for those around you. The book is a training manual, and there's training in there that will teach you how not to be the sons of Sceva and get beat up by demons. It will give you the tools for you to be recognized by them, because they'll know that you're exercising the authority that is given to you through Christ. You need to get this book. Why don't you look into Jesus?
He got the answer. Jesus, he got the answer. That will be released on the 16th of this month on all online digital retailers. If you belong to Spotify, make sure you go to Mesquite Cafe and click the like or whatever it is, follow button, whatever, man. Show me some love, brother. The video's doing well before the release of the song. The video's doing well. I got a lot of local people that listen to it and like it, people that I know personally that are my neighbors and friends. And so that's kind of cool. That's kind of cool. And some, you know, would claim to be Christian, others not, you know. And so I think that's kind of cool. They like the video. I don't know if they like, you know, the message of the song, but they like the video and what that represents. And some of these people are involved heavily, heavily, heavily involved as psychologists, even. In you know, drug rehabilitation and things like that. So that's pretty cool. I'm happy about that. So we can get the message out, and people can hear that Jesus is the answer. And that's a good day, right? Okay, here's a guy. This is a new level of stupidity. If you had $1 billion, I'm not talking million or a multiple million. I just read Britney Spears. She probably has more money than this, but Britney Spears' net worth is somewhere in the 50 million-ish, you know, with her assets and house and property. About 50 million which I thought she'd probably be worth a little bit more, you know, because you know, you got a guy like Arnold Schwarzenegger, about 300 mil. But Britney Spears, about 50 mil. It kind of surprised me it was that low, but maybe that other money's hidden somewhere. So you picture this guy who's a billionaire, you know, not a multimillionaire, but a billionaire. You don't know who he is because he was a diamond trader. He traded diamonds. Now that, if you know anything about that business, which I don't know a whole lot about it, but I know it's a very bloody business in Africa. A lot of people die, slave labor. It's a horrible, horrible business when you buy a diamond. There's probably some blood behind it. You know, anytime you have that kind of greed and money. This guy happens to be, he was 65 years old and he died. Well, you go, well, what does that mean? Well, he died during a penis enlargement surgery. So that's his last legacy. That's his headline right here on Daily Mail. During penis enlargement surgery at a private Paris clinic. He didn't want anybody to know. Poor guy. His name is Ehud Areye Laniaro. He is Israeli. He's Belgian Israeli. He is part of the Kabbalistic cabal. Oh, he was. And he died during a penis enlargement operation. He was a billionaire diamond trader, a billionaire. And he suffered a heart attack during surgery, kind of like Luke Perry. Only a poor guy was, in his early 50s, and he imploded. And I just read an article today that said heart attacks and strokes are on the rise with people under 40. That was unheard of in the past, they say. Unheard of. And now people, a lot of it's due to alcohol and drugs. And the lifestyle. But I just think men's hearts are failing them for fear of what's coming on this world, like Jesus said. But it's on the rise and just like popping. So this dude, he's a friend of the Belgian. Oh, a friend of the Belgian Israeli. They had to put that in there, right? That he's Belgian Israeli. They had to put that in there. You got to know that. I said he was always focused on his appearance. Can you imagine that? There's a picture of him, and he looks like a pretty boy. He's an older man, but you can tell he thinks he's very handsome. You remember that the guy who talked about Corinthian leather on the car. What was his name? Carbone, Monte Carbone. I don't know, that kind of guy, or the Tecate guy or something. Yeah, he looks like that. Billionaire diamond trader. He died after suffering a heart attack during a penis enlargement operation in Paris that you weren't supposed to know about and everybody's talking about. He was 65. He was at a private clinic. Complications during the surgery proved fatal. His heart attack happened when a substance, I didn't say what substance it was injected into his penis. Man. His company, Omega Diamonds, which is based in Belgium, said it's true. He's dead. He was a visionary. Yeah. He's a visionary who wanted a bigger schlong because that was important to him. This guy was super rich. They used to call him the Argentinian because they'd make fun of him because he looked like a tango dancer. So he was the kind of guy who, you know, had the shirt unbuttoned and showed his chest hairs. And he's like, I very, very good, a very good dancer. You want to dance with me? I make love to you all night long. I'm very sexy, a very sassy man. I'm too sassy for my shirt. According to his friends, the only time he forgot about his lack of height was when he asked his accountant to read out his bank statement, which he did multiple times a day. So he's a billionaire. He'd bring his accountant in, read my bank statement. He's kind of a creepy guy, you know, slick back, gray hair. You can tell he's a perv. He's a perv. He had an expensive penthouse in Monaco worth 30 million euro, I guess. I don't know. He also had a plush L.A. suburb of Bel Air mansion. And he loved to drink bottles of Chateau Margaux with models and celebrities. yeah. So he lived an exceptional life. He became a diamond expert. Started his career in Africa in his early 20s. He didn't go to university. He was never schooled. Have you noticed a lot of these billionaires, really? I mean, you don't see a lot of these real rich guys who are like doctor so-and-so or even with master's degrees and stuff. See, because it's not about education. It's about, you know, who you are. Oh, he started off working as a masseuse at the Hilton Hotel in Tel Aviv. The capital of gayness. A friend said he did have some talents, and he became one of the biggest experts in valuing raw diamonds. And now here's the interesting. In 2015, he sold the world's most expensive diamond called the Blue Moon of Josephine. And he sold it to Hong Kong businessman and convicted felon, Joseph Luo Xian Hong, for $48.4 million. Once again, they say he's a Belgian-Israeli billionaire. That's important, I guess. They don't know exactly how much he was worth. But he got in trouble in 2013 when he was accused of tax evasion. But how did he get out of tax evasion? He paid out more than 160 million euros to get out of it. Mm-hmm. Anyway, but now... At 65, he decided his penis was too small, and now he's dead. So that really is a new level of stupid. That's hard to imagine. How about poor R. Kelly? What's his name? Robert Kelly. Poor R. Kelly screams and cries as he claims he's innocent. He says, I've been assassinated. Have you seen this on USA Today? It's amazing. He was doing his first televised interview since his arrest, and then he devolved in hysterics during an intense interview with Gayle King on CBS This Morning. You got to watch the video. It's quite alarming. This guy just flips out. He starts screaming and crying as he maintains his innocence and claims his accusers are lying. So, you know, he's got demons in him, obviously. R. Kelly sold out to Satan. And so now the lion spirit he's upset because now they're taking him out. 30 years of my career and you try to kill me. So I guess we're trying to kill him now. This equates this to death. As he addresses the public, as he stands in tears, he goes, this isn't about music. I'm trying to have a relationship with my kids and I can't do it. Because you hold... sex slaves? Maybe your kids don't like, I don't know. I don't know, Callie. What's up, dog? What's up with you? He gives this interview less than 2 weeks after he was arrested, and he's charged with 10 counts of aggravated criminal sexual abuse. I'm sure his attorneys were just thrilled about this. Let's have our client. Our client gets arrested, right? He's accused of all these counts. Let's have him go on national television and blab his stupid gums. This is a new level of stupidity, both by attorneys and by somebody who, well, R. Kelly's probably not the brightest pencil in the box. But anyway, later Wednesday, CBS News announced it will broadcast King's interview with Kelly and another one with two women who live with him. Apparently, these parents of these women, he says, well, they're like 19 years old, something like that, sold their daughters to him. Yeah. So anyway... King had asked Kelly about reports that he held women against their will as a sex cult-like environment. And then he just went nuts. And he says, I don't know what that is, but I don't have one. And he says that these accusers are just brought together. He says, if you really look at that documentary that's called Surviving R. Kelly, it says, everybody says something bad about me. Nobody has nothing good to say. And then he says they were describing Lucifer. This is what he says, folks. Stand up and take notice of this. He says they were describing Lucifer. I'm not Lucifer. I'm a man. I make mistakes, but I'm not a devil. And by no means am I a monster. Wow. Who talks like that? Who uses the term, says they're describing Lucifer and I'm not Lucifer. That's my boss, but I'm not him. He's 52 years old, right? So he's like the 65-year-old billionaire with the penis implant who died. Should know better, but he doesn't. He complained that people have... been resurfacing years-old misconduct allegations against him. including criminal charges on which he has been acquitted. You can't double jeopardy me like that. That's what he says. Oh, my gosh. So anyway, then the second part, he gets really crazy, man. And he claims that the parents, sold him the kids. He says they sold their daughters to him. They were irresponsible. They brought their daughters to his concert where he met both women. He goes, what kind of father, what kind of mother would sell their daughter to a man? How come it was okay for me to see them until it wasn't getting no money from me? If I was going to take my 19-year-old daughter to the concert of a 49-year-old icon, celebrity, that's him, whatever, I'm not going to put her on the stage and leave her. Their fathers knew more about my music than they do. Anyway, yeah, can you believe that? So he claims he's not Lucifer. So I thought that was a whole new level of craziness. Whole new level. And I think that's about it. I know it's kind of a short one today, but hey, I think it's enough. It's intense. And if you didn't get enough to vomit, you can just listen to it again, and then maybe you'll catch something and go, bleh, bleh, and get it out. All right, we'll talk to you guys next week. Hopefully we'll do a show Monday. I got some good dream vision stuff from Jennifer Schaefer, who's been listening to the Kapow radio show for quite a while. And me and Miss Kapow have talked to her and her husband Max on the phone, and sheesh, we've had deliverance sessions and all kinds of good stuff going on. And now and then she's a dreamer. God gives her some stuff, and so she'll send it to me and go, pray about this, what do you think? So she sent me this last one, and it blew my mind. And the interpretation came to me, and it's quite amazing. It is about the end times saints. It's about you and I and the church, and it's a teaching as well as a vital warning. So hopefully I'll get that up Monday, and I think you'll see that. As an Acts 2 says, in the last days, there will be dreams and visions and prophecies and things like that. This is certainly one of them. All right, and I'll explain more to you on Monday. So right now, good night, and God bless. And remember, always take heed, man, because it's a new level of stupid.
And whiskey from a paper cup. You drown your sorrows till you can't stand up. Take a look at what you've done to yourself. Why don't you put the bottle back on the shelf? Yellow fingers from your cigarette. Your hands are shaking while your body sweats. Why don't you look into Jesus? He got the answer. Work all night, you sleep all day. You take your money, throw it away. You say you're gonna be a superstar, but you never hung around enough to find out who you really are. Life was a thrill. You knew tomorrow would be better still.
change, you're much older now. If you're unhappy and you don't know how, why don't you look in?